You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B. This is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. All right, that is going back. That's going back a bit to, I don't know, like 93 or so. That is the band Bum from Victoria with the song Your Disciple from their record Wanna Smash Sensation. Now, Bum, four-piece boy band, power pop, pop punk, whatever you want to call it. And they have reunited in the past little while, so there you go, that's Bum. All right, what do we have? I have an hour and 25 minutes, and what's coming up? Oh, so much goodness is coming up in terms of, like, shows in Vancouver. Well, let's see. The Buzzcocks. The Buzzcocks for me is exciting. So that, I just got a text message. Sorry. I'm a little distracted. That's Saturday. So Saturday the 21st. I believe it's at the Rickshaw. I have a ticket, so I'm pretty excited. So you should all go to that. Then, of course, The Cure are coming to Deer Lake Park. And that would be on, I believe, the 31st. So that's really awesome. Now, this past weekend was super fun because I saw a plethora of bands. So Saturday, which was the 14th, I saw CC, my good friend CC Rose. It was her farewell show, which is sad because she's leaving town soon. And so her bands, let's see, Vancouver, the Flintettes. My headphones are ridiculously loud. Okay, that's better. way too loud. Huh. All right, Bad News Babysitters. They played an awesome show at the Emerald. And then I scooted on over sort of in between. Well, I guess at the end of it all to see Inherent Vices play at 3:33. So it was a good night of rock and roll for me. And yeah, so support your local bands because they're really amazing. So what do I have up next for us? You know, so this show is all Canadian. It really is. But I think I might venture out of the world of Canadiana for the next one. Am I? Okay, actually, let's hear some Buzzcocks. Yeah, why not? All right, I'm a little bit behind the eight ball here. So let's hear something from, of course, Singles Going Steady. That's that compilation killer album that was released way back in, 79. They had a couple records, at least a couple before that. And so, again, this is a compilation of sort of their best hits. And it was sort of aimed at Americans to pick up, no pun intended, on the buzz of the Buzzcocks. And, yeah. Let's hear one of my favorite songs, Why Can't I Touch It? Such a good song. I'm a little bit slow today. All right. I've had kind of a crappy sort of day. I don't know. Everything was going well. And then, I don't know. I just had this sort of run in with a friend. Not a bad deal, but, and then I don't know. I was contemplating my life as I'm driving all the way to UBC from East Van. And it's everything's just so complicated. That's okay. All right. So let's move on. So let's listen to Why Can't I Touch It? This is one of my favorite Buzzcocks songs. And if you like them, go check them out at the Rickshaw if you can actually find a ticket. I know I was actually fairly responsible and got my ticket early. So, all right. Let's see what we got here. Whoa. Hold on, folks. I think we're good. This is CITR, of course, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Whoa. Okay, guys, I'm having some serious problems. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, let me try this one more time. I don't know what's going on. Okay, let me try. This should work. Hold on. God, what is going wrong here now? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, folks, I don't know what is wrong with my life, what's wrong with the board here, but things are all going completely awry. Music is not coming out where it should be. So let me try this one more time, and I'm going to put another song on. Let's hear a good old, I don't know, classic, which is one of my favorite bands. I don't know. First Base. Let's listen to First Base. Let's see if I can find a First Base song, and we'll take it from there. Yes, we will. Okay, God, I don't know what is going wrong here. Ugh. It's just, you know what it is? Mercury's in retrograde. It is until the 22nd. And things are just I don't know, communicatively not working out. Okay, let me try this again, folks. I'm going to hit play. Ah, what is that? Where is this coming from? Okay, hold on one sec, folks. Okay. Let me try one more time. Bang.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
So for me,
nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It takes strength to write.
I don't sleep till it's like supposed to.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was good old Wolf Parade. I play those guys a lot, at least in the past. I love Wolf Parade. They are originally from British Columbia, all those dudes, but then they met in, or they sort of formed at least in Montreal, and that record, which was Apologies to the Queen Mary, was released on Sub Pop back in like 2005, and we heard Shine a Light. Now, before that, we heard something from the band Needles and Pins. This is a local band from 2002 from their record 1234, also known as 1234. We heard Best Friend, and then housemate of Adam from Needles and Pins. I'm talking about Joel. Is in the band, or was in the band, Nervous Talk, who are now defunct. But we heard the song Different Person from those guys before that, from their self-titled record put out last year on Hosehead Records. All right, my name is Anita B. It is 6:55, and I seem to have pulled my crap together, I think. I don't know. I just got this, like, really weird, odd... it takes a while to drive out to UBC. And anybody who drives, or even if you take transit, of course, you know how it works. It's like... when I'm in traffic or when I'm like zoning out, like all my thoughts come to the forefront of my mind, right? And I just was like, ugh, I had this like little tiff with a friend and then just all kinds of weird crap just was like happening to me in the past sort of couple hours. I'm feeling better. I think it's the music. The music always does save. The music will, it's like therapy, right? Now, speaking of driving, I'm going to play these guys after Lady Hawk. But this is a band called Cauterize. And I'll be honest, I knew nothing about this band Cauterize. Nothing. And I was listening to my satellite radio and I heard Tony Hawk, you know, like the skateboarder dude, Tony Hawk. He was on like, I don't know, one of the channels doing his, I don't know, guest DJing. And they play this band. They're called Cauterize. Cauterize, and they're from Canada. I did not know this. Now, I'm reading their Wikipedia thing, and it says right here, they were an alternative rock band from 1995 to 07. They're from Oshawa. Know nothing about this, these guys, except that I liked the song that was played, but this was of some sort of concern as I was reading their Wikipedia page. It says this. It says, Cauterize. The band toured with Evanescence, 3 Days Grace, oh God, and Hoobastank. Ugh. Then it says it ceased touring. So maybe after that tour, they're like, screw it. But the one song I did hear get played on the radio is called Dare You to Scream. And it's like, it's got the darkest, most sickeningly kind of cool lyrics that I kind of like it. I don't know. I'm kind of a dark person. And so we're going to hear that song after Lady Hawk. So we'll hear some, let's hear some Lady Hawk first. We'll hear Lady Hawk first, and then we'll hear that band Cauterize from their 2005 record Paper Wings, Dare You to Scream. Those are some seriously dark lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. Okay, but right now we're going to move into some Lady Hawk from their 2008 record entitled Shots. We're going to hear the song I Don't Always Know What You're Saying, and I love the song. It's so good. And this is, you can find this on Jag Jaguar. That's the label out of the States. I think it's like Indiana, the label is run out of. So, all right. Of course, my name is Anita B. This is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And, the station is, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this here is Lady Hawk. They're local.
This is Shaving, a Blade. Another.
That would not be Lady Hawk. Okay, so let me do a little bit of something here, and then let me skip that. Okay, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This should be Lady Hawk. Yeah, it is.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was that band that I told you I discovered on my satellite radio in my car, and you know, they're okay. So that was the band Cauterize. They're Canadian, and we heard the song Dare You to Scream. They're from Ottawa. Now, my whole show is Canadian, just in case you are curious. And you can find that off their record entitled Paper Wings. All right. And before that, of course, we heard Lady Hawk from their record Shots. I don't know what you're saying. I never know what you're saying. Let me just double check this here. I don't always know what you're saying. All right. My name is Anita B. It is 7:08. And oh, I was going on about how grumpy I was. It hit me, of course. It's day one of my period. So I'm just like PMSing. That's kind of what it's been broken down to as I'm sitting here going like, why am I so grumpy? Like, I'm just miserable. I was like, nothing's right. And tears were like running down my face. I was like, oh, yeah, I just got my period. How can I forget? So that doesn't help, right? Okay. If you're not a female, then, you know, thank the universe for that on some occasions, because it's not easy. Let me tell you. 7:08. But let me talk about the weather. There we go. The weather. Today's Wednesday. It is currently 16 degrees out. No, it's 18. It's 18 here in Vancouver. It claims it's fair skies. It, meaning the Weather Network, says it's fair skies. Tomorrow, of course, then would be Thursday with a high. It's actually quite chilly tomorrow, people. It's only a high of 13 tomorrow, which is May the 19th. High of 13 and cloudy with showers. That's not great. That's more like sort of like March weather, but whatever. All right. Then we move into the weekend. So Friday, we have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 17. That's Friday. Then we move into Saturday, cloudy with sunny breaks and a high of 18. And then Sunday, yeah, like this is a long weekend, folks. If you go to school, like the Vancouver, like any school in the province of BC, or no, actually, maybe it's just the Vancouver School Board. We get Friday and Monday off. So, because I'm a teacher, I have a very long weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. And it's the rest of you guys should have Monday off. And even Monday's not great. So Victoria Day, Monday, which is the 23rd. Cloudy with showers and a high of 14. Huh. All right. Anyways, tomorrow, high of 13 day is Thursday. And that is of significance because I am playing with my hardball team, the Stevedores. The Strathcona Stevedores. We're playing. We're a team in the East Van Baseball League. And we are playing the Mount Pleasant Murder tomorrow over at Sunrise Park. So you should head on down, 6 o'clock. It's always a fun time. It really is. Sometimes if I'm bored, I'll just head out by myself to a game and bring myself, you know, like a brown pop and have some fun and watch some baseball. And people get animated, and it's a good time. You'll probably know people there. It's a nice little scene. So there you go. So you should come down tomorrow to watch that game. And yeah. All right. My Tigers won today. So that's nice. We beat Minnesota, which is kind of saying nothing since they're in last place and we're in second last place in the AL Central Division. So, but anyways, okay. Now I was talking earlier about the Buzzcocks because the Buzzcocks are awesome and they're coming. They're coming to town Saturday, and I'm so stoked. Oh my God, I am ridiculously excited. I believe they're playing at the Rickshaw. I had to double check my ticket. I got a ticket for myself, figuring out, I mean, who cares? I just go to shows by myself, and I'm sure I'll run into like everybody there. But off their compilation record, Singles Going Steady, we're gonna hear the song, I think, which is one of my favorite Buzzcocks songs. There's so many. You kind of always, you know, alternate between one or two or four songs, and then you go, oh, I love this song. But this is kind of one of my original Buzzcocks songs, and that is Why Can't I Touch It. We're gonna touch it right now, folks. All right, let's see that I got this going on. Whoa, I don't want to touch it right now. But keep in mind, folks, also that Mercury is in retrograde. So, and if you don't know anything about astronomy or astrology, Mercury in retrograde simply means that the planet Mercury, which is in charge of communications, that's sort of the planet of communications in our solar system, symbolically, I guess, obviously, is retrograde, which means that its orbit in terms compared to the Earth's orbiting of the sun appears to be moving away from us for about 3 weeks. And it happens about four times a year. And when that happens, they say that like electronic devices, you have problems like that. You have a lot of mix up with communications. You sometimes just kind of feel off, or you miscommunicate yourself with others and there's misunderstandings, etc. So I've had a little bit of that, definitely. So I'm looking forward to, I don't know, the 22nd or whenever it's over. So there you go. All right. Finally, this is the Buzzcocks. I don't think I'll mess this up now. This is Why Can't I Touch It? Why can't I? Why can I not touch it? This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And today is May the 18th, 2016. And it was back in 1980 that Ian Curtis killed himself. Yeah, it was 1980. At the age of 23. So 36 years ago? Is that right? 36 years ago today, Ian Curtis sadly killed himself. Of course, Joy Division, we heard the song Love Will Tear Us Apart. Now, that song is interesting because it was actually written, it was released as a single, and they played it on like a live like British show. You can find it on their Substance compilation album. That's how where you can find that record, or sorry, that song, which is their most famous song. And it was very that the name of that song actually appeared on Ian Curtis's tombstone. His wife had it written there. Her name was Deborah Curtis, and they were having problems in their marriage right before he killed himself, and he wrote that song obviously about that. So there you go. Now, interestingly enough, Joy Division actually opened for the Buzzcocks, which is interesting because I played the Buzzcocks just prior to that. So one of the early tours was opening for the Buzzcocks. And speaking of the Buzzcocks, they're playing Saturday here in Vancouver, and we heard two songs from them. And what did I play us? We heard Love. Okay, we heard the song Real World. Let me just write this down for a second. Okay, good. From their record, Love Bites. And then prior to that, we heard from their compilation record, Singles Going Steady, we heard Why Can't I Touch It? And the time is 7:31. Yeah. All right. I think my PMS is going to get better. I'm just basically PMSing today. That's all it is. And you know what? It always happens if you're a girl and you're like, why am I so sad? And then like the littlest thing will get you upset, but it's the biggest thing at the time. You're just like, I cannot believe that person gave me that look or whatever. Or, and then like 3 days later, you're like, why was I so upset? And you're like, no, everything was fine. And then you're like, oh, that's right. That's what happened. I got my period. So anyways, life will get better in a few days. I'll feel much better. Anyways, my name is Anita B. 7:32 is the time. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm going to play us something from a local band, a good friend of mine. That'd be Sean Maxey. It's his band. He's played it in like 1,000 different bands. But his latest band is really good. They're called Soft Ass. And they are, I think they're just coming back from tour. But they were on tour. They might still be on tour. So they, you can go find them on their Bandcamp site, Softess, S-O-F-T-E-S-S. They are a co-ed band, so a three-piece girl bass player who sings at times. And Sean Maxey is a lead singer, guitar player, and a male drummer. So there you go. So let's hear something from them right now. We're going to hear the song Prophetic Void. Prophetic Void. From their record, which is entitled, it's called Absolute Truth. Yes, it is called Absolute Truth. And let's see. Absolutely. Let's hear the truth, folks. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Reggae music is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling you this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place.
CITR is where you're at. This is me, Anita B. That right there was the song Yacht Rock from the band Winona Forever. And no, sorry, I lied. The song is called Cell Phone on the EP that Winona Forever released called Yacht Rock. That's right. Yeah, they're local. They're a local band. I play baseball with Rowan. Rowan, I believe, is a singer of that band. That's what he told me. So that would be Rowan. He's like one of our best players. He's so good. He's got the best arm. He's got a laser arm. Love Rowan. Redhead guy. Very cool. There you go. That's Winona Forever. Before that, we heard something from, I don't know, released back in 95 off their first record from the Riverdales, which is self-titled. We heard Judy Go Home. It's a classic. And then before that, we heard The Defectors with the song Street Panic from their record Black Dreams. My name is Anita B. It is 7:48, and I guess I'm pretty much out of here. I'm done at 8. So my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And, you know, I will sort of break the rules here and there and play, you know, non-Canadian music. I was going to play something from this band from Norway called the Yum Yums. They're so good. But I chose not to. I played mostly Canadian stuff tonight. I did throw in some Buzzcocks and Joy Division on purpose because it's timely. The Buzzcocks, do not forget, are playing this Saturday, the 21st at the Rickshaw. That's a huge deal. Like, I'm super stoked. This is going to be a good show. And then, of course, sadly, 36 years ago today, Ian Curtis killed himself. Ian Curtis, of course, the lead singer of Joy Division. And then, of course, you know that after that occurred, those guys reformed to become New Order. Yeah, I love New Order as well. God. Anyways, speaking of another band I love, I'm talking about Slow Learners. I love Slow Learners. They're local. And we're going to hear the song that drew me into these guys. The first song I love from them. It's called Habit. It's from 3 years ago. It was released as a 7-inch. And they are a 3-piece local band with a female drummer. So two dudes and a female. And let's hear it. The station, of course, is CITR 101. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Whoa. 101.9 FM Vancouver. And as I mentioned, this is Slow Learners with their song Habit.
Here's the other class.